You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are seamless this time, Big D. High five to you. All right, I want to again welcome Kind Snacks as our new sponsor on the show. We're going to do a lot of philanthropy today. I want to thank Kind Snacks for helping us do our philanthropy shows and being our latest sponsor. I want to welcome now Joseph C. Irwin. Joe Irwin is the Regions Bank Senior Vice President and Team Leader for South Florida Commercial Special Assets Department of Regions Bank. He is brought to us today by IMN. IMN is having their Bank and Financial Institution Special Assets and Executive Conference on Workouts. That's starting. It's going to be February 11th and 12th. Go to their website. Use the discount code JF20 for a 20% discount. All right, let's talk to Joe. Joe, are you out there?
I'm here, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, Joe, tell me exactly. You run the South Florida Commercial Special Assets Department for Regions Bank. Long title. What do you really do?
Well, what we do, Jim, is we handle borrowers who may be having difficulties with their business, which for various reasons may have an impact on their ability to perform under the terms of their loan. We try to work with these borrowers through whatever difficulties they may be having, while at the same time making sure that the bank's protected. Sometimes borrowers just need a little bit of help, and our department's here to help these borrowers and hopefully work through whatever difficulties they may be going through. We always say that our best customers are existing customer. If we can find a way to work together, then it's certainly a win-win for everyone.
I'd have to believe it. We all know how much it costs to get every new customer in through the door and bank them. But I'll tell you, as a taxpayer, you're my favorite guy, making sure that we get repaid back as much as we can. Now, with the economy getting better in terms of real GDP, job growth, increased in consumer spendings, and improvements in the real estate market, and I'll throw in with the historically low interest rates the Fed has engineered to save our you-know-whats, what are you seeing in today's market from some of the companies that you bank?
Well, that's a good question. We're seeing a lot of positive improvements, which is certainly helped by an improving economy. Top-line revenues are growing. Companies are maintaining their expense discipline. Cash flow and profitability is improving. And companies are spending money on capital items, such as equipment, technology. And you know what? They're also investing in their employees, all of which is certainly a positive sign.
Now, look, Joe, a lot of the companies didn't survive the last recession for a variety of reasons. Based on your experience in commercial real estate and in commercial loan workouts, can you touch on some of the common practices or themes that you experienced with those companies so people don't make the same mistake?
Yeah, two things really jump out at me on that question. First of all, a lot of companies got away from their core business and they invested in other ventures or businesses that they really didn't have the expertise in. We saw it happen with companies buying real estate. Everybody thought they just couldn't go wrong buying a piece of real estate. They make a ton of money. So they really got away from their core business. The second thing is they didn't save for a rainy day, and that sounds simple, but a lot of companies, they pulled money out of their business for other things instead of reducing their debt or building up liquidity. Those companies that reduced their debt or saved liquidity were certainly in a much better position during the last recession, and those that learned their lessons will be in a much better position when the next one hits.
We're in real estate. We invest in real estate, and we have a mantra. It's called equity is our best friend and leverage isn't, or at least high leverage. We always want to make sure we've got a real fat coverage, even in the worst of times in our, we'll call it worst case scenario, because our number one thing is our reputation and our ability to go back to the lender. The lender's our best friend. Now, if one of your borrowers was having trouble today for whatever reason, what would you recommend that they do?
Well, it sounds simple, but just communicate. Don't be afraid to raise your hand and say, hey, I need some help. Bankers don't like surprises, and we would rather have frequent communication than no communication at all. And don't be afraid to share news. The other thing is come to your lender with a strategy or a plan to fix whatever problem or issue there is. No one knows their business better than you do.
The main thing is I always tell everybody that they go, what do you do for a living? Are you a real estate broker? Are you a real estate investor? And I say that I'm a real estate business person. And I use the term business person because you got to use a little common sense now and then. And every single time something's going on, you got to talk to your partners. And you have a couple of different sets of partners on every deal. You have your equity investor and you have your lender. And if you're not treating your lender like he's your partner, then you're in for a big problem. That's the way we think. What do you think about that, Joe?
I couldn't agree more, Jim. I mean, you know, the lenders provide a benefit there, and they're there to provide, you know, a bulk of the debt. But we also want to get our return. And, you know, when loans go bad or there's problems, we have to reserve, capital and set aside, and loans get downgraded, and we have the regulatory pressures that go along with that. So I couldn't agree more. But I would just reiterate what I said a few minutes ago. You know, just communicate with your lender. Be forthright, provide information, but also come with a plan and say, here's what happened, but here's how I'm going to fix it.
You know, I talked to a friend of mine who's in special assets that's up in Atlanta. He works for one of the big super regionals who we won't undress right here on the show. And he tells me that they still have some REO, some real estate that they own, but most of it's in the $1 million and below, that all the really big deals got snapped up or marketed or people came looking for them. And with the increasing interest rates, that they were able to make deals work sometimes with the borrowers. Now, they say to me that there is no REO, and tomorrow at 11 o'clock, I'm having a conference call on an amazing piece of real estate that's owned by a bank. So there is still some REO out there. What are you guys seeing at Regions, Joe?
Well, there is REO out there, but we've been fortunate. You know, we saw this come early. You know, we saw it approaching in 2007, 2008, and we really got out ahead of it. So we dealt with a lot of our toxic assets early. We sold some stuff, we sold some notes. So, you know, lucky for us, we've certainly beaten down our REO portfolio. And I'm really happy to say we don't have nearly as much as we did several years ago. And the stuff that we do have is really smaller stuff and some more specialized properties. So, you know, that's a little bit on us and what we have left.
Okay. Well, you know, we're going to be seeing you at the annual IMN Bank and Financial Institutions Workout. It's up in February at the Ritz-Carlton, February 11th and 12th. If you're listening, you can go to the IMN website, use the code JF20, and you'll get a 20% discount. Now, can you tell me a little bit about your experiences at the conference? Because I've always found it's a great place to meet people and network. I always pick up a couple of deals at these shows.
Well, sure. I've been involved with this conference for 3 years now as a speaker or a panelist, covering an array of topics from how to deal with your bank to disposition of toxic assets to various legal matters. I found the conference to be very comprehensive, relevant to today's market conditions, informative. They do an excellent job bringing in key speakers. From a banker's perspective, we get some good insight on the do's and don'ts applicable to applying for a new loan or dealing with an existing loan. I found the conference to be very worthwhile, and I certainly would highly recommend it to your listening audience.
Well, thanks, Joe. I do, too. I think it's a great conference. IMN puts on great conferences throughout the United States, and when they come to South Florida, it usually sells out, and people pay a pretty penny to go. Again, if somebody wants to go to the show, they can go to the IMN website, and they can, I believe it's imn.org, or you can Google it. You'll find it right away. I always do it by Googling. And use the code JF20 when they ask you for a code. You'll get a 20% discount. Now, we're just getting ready to wrap up. We've got a couple of minutes left. Big D's giving me the couple of minutes sign. So, Joe, what's going on at Regions today? What type of real estate are you looking for? What kind of borrower are you guys looking to bank, either real estate or C&I, either one?
Well, we got a lot of positive things going on here at our company. You know, through our South Florida president, Steve Nevey, we've had great leadership. But we're looking for just, you know, good solid loans with established borrowers who've been in the market a while. Companies that are not over-levered, have good liquidity, have an experience and a track record in the product that they're developing. We are doing some condominium financing. We're doing some multifamily. And we're just also banking, you know, good middle market, smaller companies, and as well as some of the large publicly traded companies. So we're a full-service bank. Our bank has made tremendous progress since the height of the recession. And I'm proud to be a 12-year employee of the company.
You know, I've had nothing but positive experiences whenever I've dealt with Regions. I know that Regions is always on our list when we're looking to place a loan. I know that you guys had your issues early like everybody did, but I also know that you addressed them early so you were able to be out of the box back in business faster than most. And I would recommend Regions as a bank to anybody, either on a consumer level, a business level, or on a commercial real estate level. As I said, we've had great success. Hey, Joe, we've only got a couple seconds left, so I want to thank you for being on the show. You were sponsored by IMN's annual Bank and Financial Institution Special Asset and Workout Conference. You got to find a way to shorten that title a little bit. But I'll see you on February 11th and 12th. And everybody, one last time, if you want to see Joe and I and learn the REO game, go to IMN's website. Use the code JF20. You'll get a 20% discount. Joe, I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Jim. I look forward to seeing you here in a couple weeks.
Can't wait. Joe Irwin, he's the head of special assets here for Regions Bank, and we'll see him at the IMN conference in a couple days. D, it's all yours. We'll be right back with Andrew Morton. He is the philanthropy attorney to the stars. You're not going to want to miss this. Back after this.